Welcome to the Direct Sales and Social Selling Podcast. My name is Lisa Mustard, and I've been in the direct sales space for 9 years. I'm a mom and wife who lives a very active and fit lifestyle, pretty much doing all the things in activewear. I'm excited to share how I've created success in the direct sales industry and how you can too. In each episode, I'll give you my best advice and suggestions on how you can move forward in your business, no matter what products or services you sell. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. It's great to have you here with me today. For those of you who haven't heard of me before, my name is Lisa Mustard, and I am the host of the Direct Sales and Social Selling Podcast. And I'm so grateful that you're here today listening in. And it's a beautiful day here. I live in South Carolina. It's in the, mid-60s. I have the windows open. I'm watching our dog Lulu run around the backyard. So I apologize ahead of time if you hear any barking. She is like the deputy of the neighborhood. And whenever there's a dog coming by, she just has to let them know that she's here. I don't know about you guys, but our kids, if you have kids, our kids play volleyball, and we are winding down the volleyball season. And it has been so incredible to see them just get out on the court and learn so much. Not, you know, of course, upping their skills, but just watching their self-confidence and self-esteem grow. It's been just a wonderful thing to witness as a mom. So I'm curious, if you have kids and they play sports, let me know what sports they play. Connect with me over on all the socials, or you can send me an email as well. I'd love to connect with you. I'm excited to talk to you about this topic because it is one that is near and dear to my heart: how to start a podcast. I absolutely love podcasting. I think it is such an incredible way to reach new audiences, to connect with new people, grow your credibility, up your authority. Blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to say all these things. I get really excited. It's just been fabulous. So I want to talk to you about how to start a podcast. If you're thinking about how do you get more visible, or, you know, boosting your sales, I think it's a great way to build authority and credibility in your space or niche or niche, however you want to say it. It's been a fabulous way for me to build my brand. But let me tell you a little bit about my journey to podcasting. If you don't know, I have another podcast. It's called The Therapy Show with Lisa Mustard, where I help talk therapists like marriage and family therapists, licensed professional counselors, social workers, psychologists, grow their skills, as well as earn continuing education for their licenses. It all started with an idea to take my skills outside of the therapy room to help more people. And it's been a great adventure, and I've learned so much along the way. And as the show grew, my brand began to grow. And with growing my brand, other opportunities have presented themselves. One being the opportunity to start this podcast to help direct sellers and social sellers grow their businesses. So all the things I've learned along the way from growing the therapy show are helping me grow this show, but I'm doing things a little differently with this podcast. First of all, the episodes on this podcast are shorter. I do more solo episodes with this podcast where I'm the teacher, I'm teaching a skill or an idea, and I'm coming out of the gate with my lead magnet and I'm growing my email list. And it's all paying off. My sales have increased, and I have others reaching out and asking me, what is it that I do? Now, that's a direct seller or social seller's dream, right? Have people just reach out and ask, what do you do? I mean, doesn't that feel better than sending you those cold messages and posting content that gets crickets? Okay, think about that. Just like using other platforms to grow my brand and online business, I'm leading with value, but I'm doing it with a podcast. You guys, remember I said I was tired of social media? Remember that in the last episode, I said, here's some other ways that you can market your business that don't include social media. I was totally burnt out. I was totally burnt out on social media, but I love creating content for my audience. So I decided to just take that content to the podcasting world. And it's so much fun over here. So, so much fun. Podcasts are growing faster than ever, and technology is easier than ever. And the opportunities are still plentiful for aspiring podcasters. People are listening to podcasts more now than ever before. And currently, the amount of people listening to podcasts has increased by 122%. And 88 million Americans listen to podcasts monthly. There's no better time to create a podcast. It will help you leverage your brand and find new earbuds. So have you thought about creating a podcast to grow your business? Maybe you've thought about it many times, but perhaps get stuck on the technical stuff, or maybe even what to talk about on your podcast. I totally understand you guys, because I've been there too. And I've got good news for you. I'm offering podcast coaching. And if you'd like to learn more about it, there's a link in the show notes you can click on and learn all about it. So let's connect and get you started on upping your brand and rocking out your sales. Okay, so before we talk about the technical aspects of podcasting, let's discuss the most important piece. What is your end goal? What do you hope to achieve or accomplish by podcasting? Think about these things. Is it to increase your sales? Is it to get new clients? Is it to sell your products? Because I recommend thinking about this long and hard before you even hit record on your first episode. For example, one of my recent clients has the goal of selling more of her books and courses. So her content is geared towards those goals. She creates content that gives value that anyone can listen to, but her call to action is to buy her book or course to go deeper in her subject. The great thing about podcasting is that there are plenty of listeners out there who are eager for your content. You just need to create the content to attract them. So here are some technical questions that usually come up. The funny thing to me is that the technical questions usually come up before the actual content questions come up. But a lot of you guys are going to ask these questions, so I want to go ahead and just kind of address them now. So how will you record your content? What platform will you use to record your content? Are you going to do solo episodes or interviews? Will you have a co-host? You got to find yourself a podcast hosting service. Are you going to learn to edit the podcast yourself, or will you hire this out? And what's the feel of your podcast? Is it geared towards a certain audience? What kind of music will you use for your intro and outro? And what will your call to action be? How will you communicate with your audience? How will you get them on your email list? So you can see there are a lot of things to consider when thinking about starting a podcast. Right now, it may feel a little overwhelming because I was a little overwhelmed in the beginning too, so I know how this all feels. But with practice and trial and error, I have a great system now. You can definitely start a podcast on your own. There are tons of free resources out there, yet I know many of you already are super busy with running your business. So that's why I've started podcast coaching, and you can coach with me one-on-one, or you can use my new done-for-you podcasting services. Either way, if you're thinking about starting your own podcast and want to talk about your podcast ideas, be sure to fill out the form in the show notes and schedule a time to chat with me about your wants and needs. Thank you for listening to the Direct Sales and Social Selling Podcast with me, your host, Lisa Mustard. I know there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, and I'm thankful you've chosen to listen to mine. Be sure to connect with me over on my website, www.lisamustard.com. And thanks for listening, y'all. There is no promise or representation that you will make a certain amount of money or any money or not lose money as a result of using this podcast. Any earnings, revenue, or income statements are based on actual individual results and our estimates as may be stated. There is no guarantee that you will make these levels for yourself. If we know typical buyer results, they are listed. Otherwise, we do not know typical buyer results, and you should take that into consideration. As with any business, your results will vary and will be based on your personal abilities, experience, knowledge, capabilities, level of desire, and an infinite number of variables you may not have anticipated. There are no guarantees concerning the level of success you may experience. Each person's results will vary. There are unknown risks in any business, particularly with the internet, where advances and changes can happen quickly. The use of our information, products, and services should be based on your own due diligence, and you agree that we are not liable for your success or failure.